Parents told police the baby had fallen the day before and was unresponsive back on October 13th, but Detective Matthew Gwynn says officers could see otherwise.
What they observed were injuries that led them to believe that the child abuse had taken place.
Newly unsealed search warrants show doctors found strangulation bruises on the baby's neck and more bruises scattered across the rest of her body. Police went back and collected DNA from the adults and the family. So far, Gwynn says they are cooperating.
How much they're cooperating, whether or not they have retained attorneys, that I don't know.
As of today, police have not made any arrests. Brianna Bodily, KSL News Radio.